Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Go delivers goods to Tondo fire victims. Senator Bong Go was among the responders who delivered essential goods to the victims of a recent fire in Tondo, Manila, that rendered 673 families homeless. Go and his Malasakit team arrived on April 17 at the Delpan Evacuation Center and distributed grocery packs, water containers, snacks, vitamins, face masks, shirts, and balls for basketball and volleyball to the 673 fire victim families. Meanwhile, representatives from the Department of Social Welfare and Development, DSWD, the National Housing Authority, and the Department of Trade and Industry, DTI, said they would assess those victims who are eligible for the agency's assistance programs. It's hard to be a fire victim. The first thing I ask is, was anyone hurt or died? Because let's remember that things can be bought. Clothes can be washed. Money can be earned. But the money that is earned cannot buy life. A lost life is a lost life forever. Only God knows when we will leave this world. Let's be thankful that we are alive and help each other, said Go in Filipino. Central to Go's advocacies is the Republic Act, RA, 11589, or the Bureau of Fire Protection, BFP, Modernization Act of 2021, which he primarily authored and sponsored. This legislation provides a comprehensive 10-year modernization program for the BFP, including recruiting additional firefighters, acquiring modern firefighting equipment, and providing specialized training. Rental housing subsidy. Senator Go pointed out that several reasons, including fires, natural disasters, poverty, unemployment, and limited access to affordable housing, cause homelessness in the country. For this reason, he said he continues to push for his Senate bill, SB 192, which seeks to institutionalize a rental housing subsidy program. Under the proposed measure, a housing and social protection program will be developed to provide disaster victims better and more affordable access to the formal housing market through the provision of rental subsidies provided by the government if enacted into law. It's important that they have a comfortable place to stay for now. These people who have been fire victims and flooded don't have a comfortable place to sleep, said Go. Sometimes I notice, in Mindanao, they just make a temporary tent on the side of the road. Our fellow citizens are pitiful. Let's help our poor fellow citizens, he added. Meanwhile, Go also offered assistance to those who might have been injured in the fire and individuals with other health concerns through the Malasakit centers located in the city. There are Malasakit centers located at Tondo Medical Hospital, Philippine General Hospital, Dr. Jose Fabela Memorial Hospital, Jose R. Reyes Memorial Medical Hospital, and San Lazaro Hospital. RA 11463, or the Malasakit Centers Act, was principally authored and sponsored by Go to ensure that Filipinos have convenient access to medical assistance programs by the government. The 163 Malasakit centers nationwide have already assisted more than 10 million indigent Filipinos, according to the Department of Health, DOE. Go then thanked local officials, including Vice Mayor Yulservo Nieto, represented by Sangguniang Kabataan Federation Vice President Jamjam Nieto, and barangay officials for their support to their constituents during times of crisis. We will continue to serve you because service is my addiction, and I believe that service to people is service to the Lord, service to Allah, _ Go, known as Mr. Malasakit for his compassionate service to Filipinos in need. On the same day, Go attended the launch of the 163rd Malasakit Center in Muntinlupa City, where he aided displaced workers.